What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We are getting word that heads are starting to roll over at the Democratic National Committee, including the CEO and two other top officials who've resigned because of revelations that came out in those leaked DNC emails on the role they played trying to sabotage Bernie Sanders on behalf of Hillary Clinton, which they weren't supposed to do. So the DNC is at least putting on the appearance of trying to clean up their act before November, but nobody's going to trust them. I certainly wouldn't. And again, that new documentary, Hillary's America, yes, it goes after Hillary Clinton, but it strikes me, based on the clips I've seen, I have not seen the whole movie yet, but it looks like it's basically going after Democrats as a whole. Because now that the Democrats have shackled themselves to Hillary Clinton, her fate is their fate. Let's see. Kevin Barrett told Press TV yesterday, political corruption is rife in the U.S. Both political parties are corrupt. He is absolutely correct. Both political parties need to be disbanded. We need to go back to the system of having any number of political parties formed by the people to promote their interests and their candidates instead of two entrenched, corrupted party machines. Okay. As I mentioned before, I have reposted to the front of my website Hillary the Spy. And I put it up there because of the WikiLeaks release of showing there was a lot more classified emails than FBI Director Comey admitted to. So please make a point of copying off that article and sending it everywhere. It is a question that deserves an answer because of the 1996 ChinaGate scandal, the newly emerging one about this technology site during the Russian reset that Hillary Clinton was supporting back in 2009. It is legitimate to ask if Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. That is a valid question. It deserves an answer. And nobody will touch it in the corporate media, not even to make fun of it. They're scared of that. Now, remember, the hacker Guccifer, who seems to have vanished from the face of the earth, by the way, when he was talking about his entry into Hillary's server, he said he saw at least 10 other foreign IPs logged in at the same time going through the information on that server. All right, let's take some phone calls. Dan in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. It might be off topic, but last week you were talking about government lying and you know, about the Catholic Church in Columbus. And I know one of the huge lies was that the Romans knew that the planet revolved around the sun, and then they tell you that, you know, that wasn't found out until a lot later.
The Greeks knew it too. The Greeks knew it too. So did the Chinese. They all knew the Earth was round. But the flat Earth center of the universe thing was just vanity on the part of early Christian leaders.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they can really. It's almost like Pol Pot, you know, when he took over Cambodia, where they just declare it truth and day zero, you know, when they. But I guess my question is, I've been studying about Kennewick Man, and they found Europeans in America that go back 10,000 years, and then you were mentioning, I was wondering if you could elaborate on Egyptians. You were saying that Egyptians were also in Central America.
They were visiting Central America because what they've done is they've discovered traces of cocaine in the mummies of the pharaohs. And then, as now, the only place cocaine grows is Central America. And so it looks like the Egyptians were doing a regular trade across the Atlantic, And it was from the Egyptians that Plato got the story of this fabulous land beyond the Pillars of Hercules called Atlantis. And so it's entirely possible that the Americas were the source of the legend of Atlantis. And Plato couldn't figure out where it had gone, so he merged it with the story of the explosion of the Santorini volcano and just said it blew itself up. That's why it's not here anymore.
Oh, that's fascinating. I've always thought it was a weird coincidence that they built pyramids, you know, in Central America and Egypt, you know, around the same... I'd like to see you write a history book. Be interesting.
Of the last 20 years, yeah, I'd love to do that. No, the reality is, you know, we all took Columbus across the Atlantic and everything, and we really don't know as much about history as we like to think. There are huge gaps in it. For one thing, the Polynesians were conducting regular commerce all over the Pacific Ocean 1,000 years before Columbus sailed across the Atlantic, which is really kind of a small little pond. And the methods they worked out for navigation were just amazing, how they could find where they were without any what we would consider high technology. We see glimmers of advanced thinking in the Baghdad Battery, the fact that the Egyptians knew how to electroplate gold on their jewelry, the Antikythera machine, and we really don't know. I mean, humans have been in our present form for 500,000 years. Through several ice ages, which have a bad habit of erasing signs of civilization, we really don't know what has gone on before this last 8,000 years that we have a record for. Anyway, listen, we need to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're talking about politics, we're talking about election fraud. Dan was calling in about Egyptians in Central America, and we got onto the topic of just how little we really know of ancient history and the amazing potential. Anyway, Dan, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, if you do make a history book, make sure it's a pop-up book so Obama, the Bushes, and the Clintons can understand it better.
that would be fun. That would be fun.
Hey, Mike,
let me put in a comment here. If I were going to write a history book, it would not be the way it's taught in school of name, place, date, name, place, date, name, place, date. I would write a history book that showed the cause and effect, because history is not individual names and places and dates. It's this constant intertwined dance of cause and effect and agenda and economy. Just like, in a way, my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, was a retelling of the U.S. history in terms of the economic forces that were hidden in the shadows. So anyway, putting that aside, you said I misspoke somewhere?
No, you made a mistake when you said it's all about the money. It's all about the Federal Reserve notes.
Well, from the point of view...
Money is gold and silver.
Well, okay, all right, I understand. It's a term of craft, but I still think, whether it's gold or silver or Federal Reserve notes, we've been driven into a situation of economic desperation by the predatory banking practices, and everybody's making those little compromises. Yes, I'm going to sell a cheaper product. I need to make more money to keep the bankers happy. Yes, I'm going to sell a dangerous drug, but I need to do it because I got to get more money to keep the bankers happy. That's what's destroying our civilization.
Hey, Mike, Webster Tarpley, I know you heard of him. I don't agree with everything he says, but he did say something that had my brain kind of working overtime. He said something about the Brexit. I don't know if you listened to it. He said basically, I don't know if it's true or not because I'm not in that group, but he said it partially or whatever had to do with the renminbi, the city of London being the hub for the renminbi, being the world's reserve currency.
Well, it's already there. I mean, there are already yuan exchange centers in London. And if by leaving the European Union, Great Britain is ostracized economically by the U.S. and the rest of Europe, there's no reason for them not to pivot over to China and Russia and start saying, we're going to deal in your currencies now.
That's why they get put in the back of the queue, as Obama said, huh?
Yeah, it's all about maintaining the hegemonic domination of the U.S. dollar over the world, because the U.S. has abandoned its manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And without that mafia-like piece of the action that we get from the rest of the planet, I'm sorry, that the U.S. government gets from the rest of the planet through this forcing them to do all trade through the U.S. dollar, the U.S. economy is going to implode. It's got nothing else to prop it up with.
Yeah, there was just another article the other day about the world is dumping securities at a record rate. China is the next empire, Mike. That's what people need to realize. They have the manufacturing. They have the people. We don't. And that's the bottom line, pretty much. That's why Britain not only left the EU, but Russia has aligned with the China as Eurasia is the next, basically, capital of the world, would you say?
Yeah, they are. And they worked hard for it. And what tore our country down was this corrupted, involved with drug money laundering, money junkie ruling class that we have, who have seemed to have forgotten that the way you make a nation prosper is you make or grow products other people want to buy. And the current thinking in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. is if they can figure out a way to take some money and just shake it back and forth real fast, that somehow it's magically going to grow. And, of course, that doesn't work. And that's why we've lost our economic might to more capable competitors, whether it's China, Russia, Japan. We've lost our manufacturing. We literally bartered away for this quest for globalism. And the rest of the world is saying, oh, great. They've just walked away from the lead in these technologies and manufacturing. And they're not going to be dumb enough to let the U.S. get it back. If the U.S. survives our current political crisis, one of the things I hope Donald Trump is going to do is revitalize NASA. Not because I want to see flags on Mars and Saturn and the rest of it, but because looking back at the original race to the moon and the technological fallout, it was this huge technology incubator, and it created new material sciences, new electronics, new methods of manufacturing, and the nation prospered all throughout the 70s and 80s on the fallout from that Apollo program. And we need another technology incubator that's operating in a peaceful pursuit. Because the military creates technology incubators, but you never get access to that technology for 10 or 20 years, by which time it's useless to try and build new products and industries with.
Would you ever go back to NASA like they asked you?
Well, if Donald Trump wants to appoint me head of NASA, I would definitely accept. And my first order would be that all the ground crews have to dress up like apes every time an astronaut returns.
As long as you do the computer animation for the background. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Scott in Norfolk. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to bring something up about Donald Trump and the Gold Star mother. And just to give you some background, I'm a former Democrat who voted for Obama the first time. And I count myself as a liberal. I will not vote for Hillary. I told myself I was never going to vote for Trump, but I believe in a lot of what he says because I'm against what he said about torture. But I'm almost there to where I might vote for him, and I'll tell you why. It came about with this Gold Star mother and her husband's remarks. The media is portraying this as if somehow Trump picked on them when they're the ones that came out and attacked Trump first.
Yes.
They did it on a political stage, the biggest one you could have, the DNC convention. And to try to tell Trump he can't respond to that is un-American. To say somehow because they lost his child in a war that no one can question their attacks, it's just not logical. It's not American. A lot of people lose their kids in wars. That doesn't mean that everything, when they get up to attack people, that they should be immune from rebuttal. And I'll tell you what's got me. It was that scene of that man and his wife standing up at the podium at the DNC convention and her wearing that headscarf and not saying anything and looking to him. And the whole message from the DNC the whole week was empowering women. And here we have somebody who does not look empowered. That's the visual image. I'm not saying what the reality is in that relationship, but the visual image is of a woman who does not look empowered, and her husband saying that Trump is beyond forgiveness. And he said that later in an interview. That's not a Christian value. beyond forgiveness. And that is not going to sit well with the electorate, male or female. And I think
No, it isn't. And again, they stumbled badly with this because it turns out this Khan is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. And even though they took their website down today, he has a law firm that literally sells U.S. citizenship to Muslims. He wants to bring Muslims into this country. He makes money off of everyone who comes into this country. And that's why he's opposed to Donald Trump. And when they put this guy up there, and you're right, these two went, or he went on the attack. She was staying silent. He went on the attack. He was trying to beat up Donald Trump. And then the media turns around and says, when Donald Trump responds, oh, how can you do that to Gold Star parents? And yet at the same time, they gave Hillary Clinton a complete pass for ripping into another Gold Star mom, Pat Smith.
The thing that they did themselves in, Michael, because that image of those two standing up at the DNC convention, it obliterated the whole message of women empowerment. It took everything out of this, all the steam out of their sails, and I don't think they realize it yet. And I just want to make one more quick point about this election. I've been telling my liberal friends who think that Donald's never going to win because of his personality and his prior business practices, I keep telling them this is not a normal election. People are, they don't want anything from the next president. In fact, they're really not even voting for the next president. They're voting for a personal injury lawyer to attack the establishment. And they don't care how mean that injury lawyer is, how ruthless he is, how well he treats his family, he kicks his dog. They want a fighter to go after the establishment. And you guys keep thinking by attacking Trump personally or on his business practices that that's going to change the dynamic. It's not. I'm a liberal, and I'll probably vote for Trump because I hate the establishment.
Absolutely, and that's the way it's breaking on down here. My attitude is anybody but Hillary. If we get to November and that ballot has Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, the lizard will get my vote.
It's on several levels. One, she's corrupt.
Yes.
She's dishonest. But also, I'm against these political family dynasties. I don't want any of it. And it's un-American.
You're right. We have these two dynastic ruling families, the Bushes and the Clintons, and their plan is to pass that White House off like it's their design right, back and forth, back and forth. From Bush to Clinton to Bush to Clinton to Bush to Clinton. They're already grooming Chelsea for a run at the White House down the road.
And what gets me, Mike, is shouldn't our first female president be the best assumption? Why do we take the first one that's offered up to us? Isn't usually the first one that offered up is not the best? Shouldn't we be more selective? Shouldn't we wait till several more make it up to being nominated?
Forget the woman thing. Hillary's playing that woman thing here. And, you know, I mean, we were encouraged to vote for Obama because he was going to be our first black president. We got Obamacare, NSA spying, more wars, and a shattered economy here. We need to return to the concept of a meritocracy. Let's find the best person to be president or senator or representative. And what gender they are, what orientation they are, what color they are, should be completely irrelevant. You know, top office is no place for affirmative action where you have to have so many of this color and so many of this ethnic group and so many who are gay and so many this and so many that. It's not the way it's supposed to work. We need to return to meritocracy. The best of our people should be in charge of the nation.
I agree with that. And I read a funny sentiment about that, about Hillary. Someone wrote, I will never vote for Monica's ex-boyfriend's wife.
Yes.
And I thought,
you know,
I get a lot of emails
all the time from Hillary supporters. You know, you're just opposed to having a woman as president. No, I don't have a problem with a woman as president. I would have supported Linda Lingle. You know, I just didn't support Caribou Barbie because she was a ditz, and I'm not supporting Hillary Clinton because she's hopelessly corrupt. And she and her husband, together with the Bushes, have dragged this nation to the edge of absolute ruin. Anyway, Scott, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a 3-minute break for commercial. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, a couple of things. But one, I think this may turn out to be actually a blessing in disguise with that guy. What's his name, Mr. Khan there?
Yes.
It looks to me like it's starting to backfire now on the left. Yeah, because, you know, all this stuff is coming out now about, like you said, connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. Waleed Shubat, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's doing a yeoman's job of exposing who this guy is. And
yes.
I really think it's going to backfire. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, you know, as far as the Egyptians possibly coming to the United States, the New World.
Yes.
You think they were able to actually make it like that thousands of years ago on those, you know, basically rowboats? And do you think it's possible that they might have had some kind of, you know, you see these ancient aliens, that they might have had some kind of help from people from outer space?
Well, no. Again, I'm convinced the universe is full of intelligent life. I just can't think of a reason for them to waste their time down here. What do we have? But you need to go back and look at your Egyptian history because, yes, ordinary poor fishermen have these reed boats on the Nile, and they're good enough for the Nile. But if you look at some of the ship construction for the royal barges, don't forget, they built boats that were able to transport some of those stones used to build those monuments. So ancient Egypt had very solid naval architect skills. And if we look at, again, look at the Polynesians and the craft that they were sailing all over the Pacific 1,000 years before Columbus. Again, I think that there are still huge gaps in our real understanding of ancient history.
That's another thing I want to ask you about, too, is the American Aborigines, or the Indians, if you want to call them that, people believe, and it's in a very good theory that they came from Siberia, because I look at sometimes in Russia today, and they have the ceremonies of certain native Russians, very similar to the American Aborigines. However, do you think they actually made it as far as to the tip of South America? Or do you think maybe some of those people who are considered Indians in South America may have been possibly came over from the Polynesians or maybe even the Japanese? Because if you listen to Japanese being spoken into certain American Indian dialects, like when I used to drive through the desert from Texas to California, I used to hear the Navajo stations. And the dialect, mm-hmm. not the words, I don't understand the words enough like that, sounded very similar to Japanese. You know,
well, that's a bit of a reach, but let me share something with you, because ancient Maori legend from their voyaging tradition talks about a great land off to the east that's two large land masses connected with a thin strip. And experts have pointed out tremendous similarities between the Maori beadwork and that of the American Plains Indians. There are indications that Hawaiians actually managed to reach the Pacific Northwest. We know that the Chinese beat Columbus to the New World handily. If you go back and you look at Zheng He, he was this amazing Chinese admiral, and he built these absolutely gargantuan trading ships that were all over Asia and even got into the Middle East. It's impressive. And I think sometimes we all get very arrogant with, you know, we live in this modern age and we've got all this new technology, and we forget what was possible with the older technologies because we've forgotten how to use them. That's one of the nice things about the Hawaiian Voyaging Society, is they're redeveloping those ancient navigator skills where they can cross the ocean without needing GPS or compasses or sextants.
And the other thing is, too, if you look at pure-blooded Native Americans, they look very Asiatic, really, or Oriental, whatever you want to call them, you know? They're very similar to Mongols or even to, like said, people of Siberia.
There have been some genetic studies done that do indicate at least part of their genetic background does come from Siberia. They crossed, you know, over during the last Ice Age and just went along the coastline in their boats. Same way that the Vikings went across to the New World. They didn't sail straight across. They followed the islands to islands to islands. And if you really look at a globe of the Earth, it's not that far to get from Europe to the New World following that northern route. And you've got lots of places to stop. Okay, we got to go. Thank you for the phone call, Mark. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to turn our focus over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. And as one of our callers pointed out earlier in the day today, it's not going very well for the United States at all. The Syrian army and popular forces are advancing in Aleppo. They're recapturing more lands. And apparently they've kicked out all the U.S.-backed rebels from al-Baz, Muta, and al-Moheba. So the trend is clearly obvious. Nearly 1,000 of the militants laid down their arms and surrendered to the Syrian army in Daraa. Assad has done something very bright. He's going to give them all a pardon. Just quit fighting. Put your gun down, go home. That's it. End of story. Now, these rebels who surrendered are reporting that the U.S.-backed forces are threatening to murder their families if they surrender. That's how desperate the situation has gotten over there. Well, the U.S. is trying to find some way to stop this because a lot of people are running around with their heads in their hands and saying, oh, it's another Vietnam. another humiliating defeat where the mighty United States of America gets kicked out of one of these small little troublesome countries that refuse to do as they're told. John Kerry came on out. This is an article in antiwar.com. Speaking to reporters today, Secretary of State John Kerry demanded Russia and the Syrian government halt all offensive operations inside Syria and make no more moves against the rebel factions. Kerry went on to say Russia has an obligation to ensure that the Assad government is trying to gain, stop trying to gain territory. I mean, talk about imperial hubris. For Kerry to go on and say, we demand that you stop these offensive moves. Well, Mr. Kerry, something you need to keep in mind. You are Secretary of State of the United States of America. You have no legal authority in Syria. Assad is the democratically elected president of Syria. He is the legitimate government. And he gets to say where his army goes and when. How would you feel if Canada came on down and started telling the Pentagon, you're not allowed to send troops over here or over there? Wouldn't go down very well. And for Kerry to come on out and say, Russia has an obligation. He's just making that up. Russia's obligation is to the Syrian government, which asked them to come on in and help deal with these U.S.-backed forces. And we know the U.S. was backing them because of these leaked emails. President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was sending arms, smuggling arms, gun running to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. And they were doing it through that consulate in Benghazi. That's why it got targeted. Story coming out of Global Research. Democratic Party's inflammatory anti-Putin rhetoric prepares escalation of the Syrian war. So what is the United States going to do? Just haul off and go ahead and invade Syria? Go into direct conflict with Russia? The U.S. has no legitimate reason to be inside Syria. They can't even claim they're there fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda anymore, because they're all but gone. And when the Syrian war is over, Syria will be aligned with Russia. It's another major foreign policy blunder. It's this generation's equivalent of Vietnam, and it's going to encourage other nations that it is in fact possible to resist U.S. installations of puppet regimes in their country. Well, rather than let Syria be a bummer, the U.S. is changing its focus back over to Libya, and they're bombing the heck out of the place to bolster the U.N.-created government. Now, they're calling it the U.N.-created government to basically distract from the fact this is another installed U.S. puppet regime. Remember, that leaked email came on out saying the reason the U.S. went into Libya was to get rid of that gold-backed dinar because it was a threat to the Federal Reserve, not just in Libya, but all over Africa. All of the African nations wanted to use that as their trade and cross-border currency. And what's going on in Libya is the Libyan people do not want to live under a puppet ruler. And they're trying to kick the puppet government out. And the U.S. is, once again, bombing civilians to punish them for refusing to accept foreign rule. And it's another quagmire. Just like Afghanistan has turned into, just like Iraq has turned into, over at The Intercept, they have a story basically saying that the U.S. can't predict an endpoint in this new bombing campaign in Libya. But trust us, we're only bombing ISIS and Al-Qaeda. No, they're bombing civilians. Now, the U.S. is trying to patch things up with Turkey. And Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met with Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, trying to repair the damage from the coup d'etat. And it doesn't look like it was all that successful, because he then went over to the Incirlik Air Base to cheer up the troops and say, we're trying to figure this out. Now, at this point, Turkey's holding a lot of cards. They still want Gulen to be extradited. That will be a huge political embarrassment for the United States. Turkey could simply hang on to those forces on the ground. They could literally commandeer the entire air base. It's already surrounded by 7,000 Turkish troops. And the real prize in there is some 50 to 90 nuclear weapons that were pre-positioned in Turkey to threaten Russia with. Because after all, Russia's being the aggressor here. So we're going to wag our nuclear bombs at them. And that may have backfired. Worst case scenario, the United States may have just created a new nuclear power in the Middle East to rival Israel. Turkey has come on out naming a second American coup plotter. CIA's Henry Barkey is being accused by Turkey of having planned and participated in the failed coup d'etat. Okay, let's grab some phone calls. Joe in Indiana, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. I'll be brief. A previous caller, you were talking about ancient Egypt. It was impossible if they could have taken those reed boats and gotten across the Atlantic. And you may recall back in the 1950s and 60s, there was a cultural anthropologist, and he built a huge reed boat, and he sailed it across the Atlantic from Egypt and made it to the United States.
Yeah, Thor Heyerdahl.
It was called, pardon me?
Thor Heyerdahl, and that was his second expedition because he'd also built a reed boat and sailed it from Easter Island to South America. But we know that the actual Polynesian craft back then was much more sophisticated than what he built. But he did prove it could be done.
Yeah, he was remarkable. It was called Kon-Tiki. I think they wrote a couple of books about it. It might be a movie. So it'd be something to look into. But I just wanted to get back to that caller and let him know that it had been tried. But thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. The Kon-Tiki was the one that he did in the Pacific. And if memory serves me correct, the one that he sailed from Egypt was called simply Ra. All right, let's switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you a question, Michael, which was, for one, I believe that Israel is working towards, growing and, basically expanding. And that's what their long-term goal is in Syria. And I'm wondering, what kind of false flag plot will they use to develop a narrative that they can be the victims? Because you have to be a victim before you can advance and conquer. So do you think they would stage maybe a phony either bombing or something along the border in a mostly immigrant town in Israel and then frame it on what's left of Syria as an excuse to...
Sure, they could. And Israel's already talking about annexing more of the Golan for a security buffer. And we know that Israel has been caught before sending forces across the border and firing rockets back into Israel that are aimed at empty dirt lots in order to say, oh, we were attacked, they destroyed the radio station at Gliwice, we must go to war. Obviously, a very ripe target for terrorism are going to be the Rio Olympics. They're so economically stressed down there, their security can't be all that good. And we know that terror attacks at prior Olympics have turned out to be false flags. So it's going to be a ripe target. And there are so many people right now who desperately need a false flag. Hillary needs one to take the media focus off of her, the DNC emails, her own emails, all these erupting scandals. They need something really, really, really big. And we're getting all these book.
No, I had another question for you, sir.
Sure.
Yeah, and that is, did you hear about 2 months ago Netanyahu's comment that imagining three other Israels, ironically one in Yemen, one in Afghanistan, and one in Libya. Did you hear that he floated that trial balloon?
No, actually I hadn't, and I'm not sure if he's talking about really establishing disconnected parts of Israel. The plan has always been what's called Eretz Israel, Greater Israel, the Israel described in the Old Testament, from the Nile to the Euphrates.
Do you think that's code on the ISIS flag? Because the ISIS flag almost looks like it says, All Jews 2050, Do you think that was written by some Assad agents fooling around as code for other Jews?
You know, I haven't studied the ISIS flag close enough. I mean, generally, I like to use the one that's got the CIA written into the middle. But, you know, basically, Israel has always been expansionist. Israel wants all of the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, and they just think everybody else ought to just surrender their homes and leave. And they can't understand why people aren't willing to go along with that.
I think that's what they're up to. I think their goal is to basically just destroy all their immediate neighbors eventually for expansionism. I think that's the goal. And Jordan better watch out.
Yeah, it better. And by the way, Israel has been fully on board this moving of Middle Eastern refugees into Europe because these refugees are leaving behind empty lands, empty homes, empty towns for more Israeli settlements.
Exactly. I absolutely believe that's the long-term agenda and the hidden agenda and why nobody is really mentioning it, you know, in the media. I think there's a basically a cover-up. That's the
Well, the cover-up is very, very simple. This whole forced migration, illegal immigration, refugee crisis has blown up in everybody's faces. It's triggered this epidemic of violence and rape and acts of terror. But they don't want to report on it because they're trying to disconnect all of these violent crimes from the refugee agenda. Good luck on doing that in a world where we have social media and the internet. And we already know they're trying to take draconian control of the internet and block certain stories in order to push their agenda. But the more they do that, the more obvious it becomes. It's like, you know, Reuters being spotted, you know, rigging their poll to favor Hillary. It's impossible for any of these people to get away with something because you're literally having millions of independent thinking, critical analysts out here on the internet who are looking at each new claim put forward by the corporate media and the government, and they're ripping it to shreds.
Yeah, and the press is losing, you know, and no wonder why the press is invalid and illegitimate and people are looking elsewhere.
Well, they did it to themselves, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. And I'll tell you something. The corporate media must have an inflated view of my little operation here, because every time another newspaper or TV station lays off staff here in Hawaii, I immediately get resumes. They want to come on over here and work for me and say, good luck, I'm not even being paid. So
yeah, well, it's a good ego boost for you, though.
Oh, yeah, and not that my ego needs any help at this point. All right, well, listen, Paul, going to let you go here. Want to get back to the news. There's a lot of stuff going on here. Now, apparently, the latest saber-rattling from the United States is the U.S. led a nuclear strike bomber exercise over the Baltic. They're actually up there flying nuclear bombers close to Russia's border. And they, of course, they're only doing it to respond to Russian aggression, because Russia's being the aggressor here. Russia made us do all this, mommy. Now, Donald Trump is out there with something that, once again, he's making sense. When Donald Trump was up in Columbus, Ohio, he said, any attempt by the U.S. or Europe to take Crimea away from Russia would probably be the trigger of World War III. And he's absolutely right. And our corporate media is still pushing the agenda that Russia stole Crimea from Ukraine. And no such thing happened. For those of you not paying attention, when the U.S. overthrew the legitimate government of Ukraine and put in a junta, the people of Crimea said, well, it's not a government we elected, and therefore we're going to break off and go our own way, which they are allowed to do under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which the U.S. has signed. So the people of Crimea held a referendum, and the overwhelming majority said, we don't want to be part of Ukraine anymore. Then the people of Crimea held a second referendum, and the overwhelming majority of Crimeans said, we want to be part of the Russian republics. And at that point, Crimea's leaders called up Putin and said, we'd like to be part of your show over there. Putin said, yes. That's how it came about. Putin didn't invade Crimea. He didn't steal Crimea. He doesn't need to. Nations are pivoting to Russia for a very simple reason. Russia's making deals, and the U.S. only knows how to make war. And everybody's, just like the American voters are getting sick and tired of Washington, D.C., so is the rest of the world. Now, getting back to Israel, apparently Israel has decided, while everybody's distracted by conventions and hacked emails and the rest of it, they're reducing further the amount of water going into Palestinian homes. And this is a form of collective punishment, and collective punishment is considered a war crime under international law. Meanwhile, down in Brazil, possibly to try and calm things down before the Olympics, Brazil has sent 1,200 troops to crack down on gangs that launched an all-out war on the government. These gangs may be more U.S. puppets. Another attempt at a overthrow of a non-cooperative government and the imposition of a puppet regime. Meanwhile, out in the South China Sea, responding to the continuing U.S. presence, China has now conducted live fire drills near their islands. They're using real live rockets, missiles, bombs, ammunition. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on to the news in the war zones, Japan is engaging in flat-out fear-mongering. And they're now out there saying, North Korea's missiles can now hit the mainland United States of America. Frankly, with the poor success they've had testing those rockets, and I think I know what the problem with them is. That's a bit of a reach. But if North Korea has rockets that can hit the U.S. mainland accurately, where did they get that guidance technology? They probably got it from China. Where did China get it? They got it from Bill Clinton back in 1996. Now, over at the Pentagon, along with all the problems with the F-35, the Gerald R. Ford, the Independence class littoral combat ships, the Freedom class littoral combat ships, and everything else, apparently they've gone back to that problem that they just can't keep track of their money. And there's a story that came out. They're claiming it's sloppy bookkeeping, but they can't find $6.5 trillion of your money. They don't know where it went. But hey, the American taxpayer is generous. I'm sure they'll give us some more to play with here. Now, getting on to the economic news. China's in the middle of their own property bubble, and it's starting to look like they could have their equivalent of a subprime crisis. We were talking the other day about how home ownership in the United States is at record lows. The United States is not alone. Home ownership in Britain is at the lowest levels in 30 years. Because the money junkies do not get rich other than by making everybody else around them poor. That's just the way it works. Now, last week we got the GDP numbers. And the expert analysts were expecting a great second quarter. And it wasn't. It was less than half of what some of the experts were predicting. And at the same time, the U.S. went back and revised earlier GDP numbers, most of them lower. It's not good. Now, over at CNBC, Wilbur Ross and Peter Navarro are out there saying that Donald Trump is 100% correct on these free trade deals. It's destroying America. And it is, because it's allowing our jobs to go away to other countries. Now, there's a simple reality you've got to keep in mind. If it's free trade, you don't need an agreement. If you look closely at the TPP and the TTIP, it's very restrictive trade. You only buy certain things from this country. You only sell certain things to that country. And the worst part of all is that it raises multinational corporations above the level of the civilian government, meaning governments that attempt to pass laws to protect the health and safety of their own people can literally be overruled by the corporations who are making money off this stuff. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.